I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Bucs team that was definitely scarier 3 weeks ago when they had a healthy Chris Godwin and a healthy Mike Evans, but they've still been scoring.
They got a fight.
You know, they've still been scoring. Baker Mayfield, give him credit, right? He continues. He has a brand new offensive coordinator this year. Now he's down a couple wide receivers, and they still put up points even in their loss last week to the Atlanta Falcons. They lose 31-26. It was not an offense that couldn't do anything. They still put up 26 points in that game against the Falcons team that is in first place in the NFC South. Baker Mayfield still threw for 330 and three touchdowns. So it's an offense that can still score. My question for them is going to be, are the Chiefs going to be able to have one of those games where they just control it and run the ball throughout the entire contest? I know we want to see the wide receiver combination of Mahomes and Hopkins. We can get to that in a second, but
Definitely. This
is a Bucs defense that yards per carry, at least given up yards per carry, they are tied for the worst in football. Over 5.6, I believe, when I looked it up. 5.6 or so yards per carry is what they give up. This feels like a heavy Kareem Hunt type of game. Once again, 23-plus carries from him.
I think that I would expect some of that. Look, I think the Bucs are a good team. Decent defense. Baker Mayfield continues to play at a really high level. He's proven that he deserves to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. All those things. The problem with fearing them is not just that Kansas City's undefeated, but that as the season goes on, Kansas City's resume, like if you look at it from like a college football perspective, is beating a whole lot of teams a lot better than them. Okay? A lot better than Tampa Bay is as it currently sits. Baltimore is the third seed right now, or fourth seed, depending on the tiebreaker between the Texans in the AFC. Cincinnati's a game back of 500. Atlanta's in first place in their division. The Chargers would be in a playoff spot if it started right now, like the fifth seed. They'd be like firmly in a playoff spot. San Francisco's only a game back in their division. I mean, like, for the most part, their resume's pretty good. I think the Bucs can get you if you let Baker Mayfield pick on your corners. And I'll be honest, for as much as we've talked about this in the trade deadline being tomorrow, it would be concerning if Baker got to take advantage of you tonight. With the cast of crew he's got to throw to, because I know it'll be a heavy dose of Kate Otten. That's fine.
That's every tight
end. Yeah, every tight end's got their numbers against Kansas City, so be it. But do the wide receivers take advantage of Kansas City's corners because the depth has been tested and Nazi Johnson left injured and Joshua Williams struggled a little bit? That would be the bigger concern for me.
Yeah, and I know the secondary looks a little bit different right now, Nazi Johnson being out on top of the Jalen Watson injury, but this is still a team that against number one wide receivers, and honestly, the Bucs don't have one. Like, they have a receiver that was technically their number one tonight, but they don't have one right now because of the injuries. The Chiefs have shut down number one. So do I think, is Jalen McMillan going to get after them? Is Trey Palmer, Sterling Shepard, I believe those are the three receivers that really we're talking about. I don't, and I don't care. I've said it throughout the last month and a half. Tight ends, I do not care what Cade Otten does tonight. I did not care what Brock Bowers did. We didn't care what George Kittle did. They can get all the yards they want. It's good for your fantasy football team. It's good if you want to bet the over on Cade Otten tonight. 53.5 yards. Keeps getting bet up, by the way, because the Chiefs give up about 80 yards to a tight end every week. Who cares? Big plays, keep them out of the end zone. As long as you're not giving up two touchdowns to the tight end in the red zone, as long as you're not letting Bucky Irving run all over you, and, well, the Chiefs have one of the best rush defenses, as we know, in football. I'm really not that concerned. With that said, it's still a Chiefs game. I don't think they're winning by 20 points or anything. They're 9.5-point favorites. But this will be very similar, I think, to the last Monday Night Football game they played against the New Orleans Saints. It's a better Bucs team, but I could still see, with the weapons that don't exist right now for Tampa, I could still see this being a fairly comfortable game where the Chiefs put up, you know, 26, 28 points, and the Bucs struggle to get out of the teens. Like, I think that's going to be the type of game it is tonight, knowing that the weather also could play a role in slowing this thing down.
I just don't think you can look at the Bucs and what they were at any one point and call them, like, Washington is a win they've gotten. They won at Detroit. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they won against Philadelphia. Like, they have beaten some good teams. Their resume is impressive as hell, but
they had a healthy Godwin and Evans.
They were still managed to put up, as you mentioned, 31 points on Baltimore. I still think they'll get some points tonight, but I think the biggest problem that they're going to have is they've been regularly scoring actually better than Kansas City on the season and better than Kansas City over the last month. Their biggest problem is they've been doing that via the rushing attack. They have been doing that versus Rashad White, the local kid, by the way. Great story up at the Star of how he grew up 5 minutes from the stadium but never got to actually go to Arrowhead because he couldn't afford a ticket.
I think he was there this summer back in town for a camp, if I'm not. I believe that we got an email about that.
Didn't actually get to go to Arrowhead to watch the Chiefs play because he couldn't afford the ticket. Now he's going to get to play against the Chiefs. But if your offense is built around the play action, run game, Bucky Irving and Rashad White, unless you're going to be the first offense this entire year to run the ball successfully against Kansas City, how are you getting enough points to do it? Look, they've lost two in a row, but they've averaged 29 points a game in those. They scored 50 the week before that, 30 the week before that. They're scoring 35 points a game over their last four. I definitely think they're capable of scoring. The problem is it's the way that they score. The most interesting thing tonight for me is DeAndre Hopkins, because that tells me where Kansas City is. DeAndre Hopkins, so like the whole undefeated conversation that we're saving until after the Bills game. If DeAndre Hopkins is the goods, well, then that's how they get there. Because if you made me guess right now, are the Chiefs going undefeated? I'd say no. I don't think it's an unreasonable stance. I'm sure they'll be called a hater.
How dare you?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
If you made me guess right now, I would not say the Chiefs are going to go undefeated. And part of that is because I still think that they've gone through two reinventions of their offense and might be facing down the barrel of a third. So I have high expectations for DeAndre Hopkins tonight. I want to see his role grow. I want him to prove that he's the number one wide receiver in this offense. He can still be weapon number two behind Travis Kelce. But this has got to be a big day for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, look, so I mean,
not big, not 130 yards and a touchdown. Like,
look, I mean,
improvement.
Definitely would love to see him on the stage tonight to go out there and have five or six catches and 70 plus yards. That would be fantastic. But I don't think the performance tonight, if you tell me he has three catches for 50, if it changes my view on what he can be in this offense, it still is just game two. I think we're all expecting an uptick. He had, 28 snaps, something like that. Played a little bit more than we thought he would even against the Raiders out in Vegas and just had two catches. But the two catches he had were, you just use the word like show that he's the goods. I already know he's the goods. I'm not worried about it. I already know that.
You know? Feel very confident.
Yeah, I already know that. I mean, he had 1,000 yards last year. I don't think he just fell off a cliff. I mean, I'm not worried. He had two catches that we haven't seen in this offense, just in terms of, you know, route running and the hands, right? The lack of drops that we've seen throughout his entire career. I already know he's the goods when it comes to that. So I want to see an uptick in production, but I don't think that will dictate whether the Chiefs, you know, win tonight or not, or anything like that. What I think tonight could change my thought on, like, if we get here tomorrow morning, the Chiefs, whether the Chiefs win or not by 10 or they lose, whatever, would be how does the secondary perform? Does that impact tomorrow's trade deadline? We'll get to some reports at 10:30 from Diana Rossini here in 20 minutes. But does tonight's performance in any way, whether it's positive, negative, whatever, does that impact what we think the Chiefs will or should do before tomorrow's 3 o'clock deadline?
It's hard because it's a good passing attack, but with no good weapons left in it. So, like,
but that's maybe? If they somehow, like, out of nowhere, Jalen McMillan or whatever somehow
cooks
you for, you know, does that change your view if it's a rough go for a Josh Williams tonight?
Well,
or
I will say,
like,
if I were the Buccaneers, if I were going into this and I were Todd Bowles, and they just said, hey, Cody, you've watched the Chiefs maybe even more than us. Not true, but you've watched the Chiefs so much this year. How do we win this game? In what way do we control it? And my answer would be pass. I'd say test the secondary, because you're not going to win it doing it the way you've been winning. You have to adjust to your opponent sometimes. I know teams hate that. Teams hate to admit that. They're like, no, we do what we do. You're going to lose. I'll tell you right now, Bucks, if you try to go into this game running the way you run and think that's the path to victory tonight, it isn't. That's not going to get you there. If you're actually trying to beat Kansas City tonight, you should test their corners. You should test their corners deep and in the middle of the field and all these other areas, because we have questions, but they haven't had to be tested because the pass rush has been really good and the run defense has been the best in the league. So nobody's had to put them to the test. Nobody's done that effectively really this year, except for maybe in the early when, you know, like the Ravens in week one, which feels like a million years ago. Maybe that. So, like, yeah, I would say air it out. But my guess is that teams will come in and they'll try to run against Kansas City, which will get you nowhere but behind the sticks and down in the game.
The first drive is so telling to me, because we know where the Chiefs can be had sometimes defensively is the first drive. So if the Bucs on their first drive do not march down the field, then I know it's going to be a long night for Tampa, because the one thing that teams have done against this defense that's been so good is the first 15 scripted plays against them. and then Spags adjust, and then good luck. But if the Bucks can't go down the field on their first drive and get points, and I'll say a touchdown for the matter, for the sake of this conversation,
field goal's kind of a loss for them.
Then I think they're done. Like I know it's like oversimplifying, but truly, like if you can't get them when they're most vulnerable, and other teams have, then you have no chance to win this game tonight. I really think the first drive is. A lot of people would disagree with me, but the first drive is very telling for me tonight. If the Bucks cannot score on their first drive, then why do I think it's going to get any better than them for them the rest of the night? Usually the adjustments come and teams get into some real tough spots offensively. And so you got to get them on the first drive.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.